Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Lynn. Oh, you know, the praise and worship has just been out there this whole meeting, has it not? Have you noticed that? It just seems to me like, I've been especially blessed by it this meeting, but it seemed like ever since Monday, it just took off in a place that's really a cut above anything that I believe I've experienced before. And I think we ought to give the Lord more praise for it. Amen. Hallelujah. Things are happening. Things are happening in the realm of the Spirit. And when I've noticed this over the years, when people begin to just unashamedly praise God, just praise God in spite of what anybody else thinks or says. I was thinking when Brother Jesse was talking to us about the fact that they're trying to pass laws and stuff to make it hard to preach the gospel, and he was talking about the Congress. You know, there are people in Congress trying to pass laws that would actually prevent preaching on certain things, certain scriptures. And I was sitting back there. He took the words and the thoughts right out of my mind. He said, they passed that, and I'll tell you, that's the first thing I'm going to preach on the next Sunday morning. Well, I was sitting back there, and I had the same thought at the same time. And I thought, you know, this bunch of believers, this bunch of faith people, like are in this convention, and the preachers and the worshiping people that have no shame about their stand on the Lord and on the Word. I'll guarantee you, the following Sunday, if they were able to get that kind of legislation through, the following Sunday would be a mass. It would be a one big mass day on the book of Romans. I mean, it would sweep the whole country if they did that. Amen. And I've noticed it over the years, when things begin to stir and things begin to get ready to boil over in the realm of the Spirit, you'll notice a little while before that, there's a spirit of praise and worship that just goes out there. Praise God. And I believe we're in that. These things work like that, saith the Lord, because you are picking up in your praise and worship the activity and the intensity of what heaven is doing and what heaven is moving towards in getting ready for the trumpet to blow and for the Lord Jesus to catch away his own. These last days, these times of intense spiritual combat, these days of angels doing what they are doing and moving to and fro in the earth as never before. You see, as they get more intense, as they get stirred and stirred and stirred, it begins to stir you. It begins to stir in your spirit because you are directly connected to the throne. So when it comes time to praise, step on out and step into these places that I have designed and prepared for you, saith the Lord, because this is the hour that I have been pressing for all of these centuries, and you are the carriers of it, you are the messengers of it, and through you it will come and be exposed, it will come and it will have birth given to it, and it will come through you as you worship and you praise and as you lift your voice and give praise and honor to my name. I'll see to it that you get the blessing. Hallelujah. Woo, glory. Glory, 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 glory. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Somebody just got healed of diabetes right then while that word of the Lord was coming forth. Kidney stones were just healed. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Well, the miraculous is happening all over the building. All over the building. All over the building. Receive it. Receive it unto yourself. Receive it into yourself. Receive it. Just say, that's mine. I take it, Lord. Thank you for it. That's mine. I take it, Lord. Thank you for it. That's mine. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord, for it in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you for it, dear Father. Praise. Praise God. Praise from on high. Praise and worship. Praise and worship. Praise and worship. Stopping and stilling and paralyzing your enemy. Praise God. Praise God. The scripture just flashed across my thinking. See, we misquoted this in English because of the way it was copied. There are no punctuation marks in those original texts. There's no capitalizations there. And sometimes we find commas and stuff like that in the wrong place. And this is one of them. It's been quoted like this: when the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of God raises up a standard. No, he can't come in like a flood. The word flood stands for a rushing mighty water that is uncontainable. He's not uncontainable. He's been totally contained. Now, you take that comma out of there that you know, some person stuck in there. You take that out of there, and here's what it says. When the enemy comes in, like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord raises up a standard against him. That's when God floods the place. Praise God. Give him another sweep of praise and honor. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, 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 yes. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Boy, there's a stirring in the heavenlies tonight. There's a stirring in the heavenlies, and it's stirring around in here. Praise God. Well, give a great big Holy Ghost smile and greeting to two or three people before you sit down tonight. Tell people you love them in the Lord and you're glad they're here. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory. Glory, 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 glory.
Amen.
Now, don't hesitate. What the Lord said to you earlier today, you go on and do it. Mm-hmm. You go on and do it.
I will.
That don't make any difference to anybody thinks about it.
Amen.
Amen. That's what I heard the Lord say.
Okay.
All right.
That's all I
Praise
need.
The Lord. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Remain standing for a few moments. Let's lift our hands once again and worship the Lord. Hallelujah. David, just lift your hands and worship the Lord for a moment. Let's tap into that praise and worship we were into a few moments ago. And set a foundation. Create an atmosphere for the Spirit of God to move in here. There's some good things going to happen in here tonight, praise God. I said some good things are going to happen in here tonight, hallelujah. Some freedom is coming. Some deliverance is coming. Oh, Brother Copeland, this afternoon when he called me, he said, are you okay? Everything all right? You need anything? I said, just ready to go. I said, I've heard from the Lord, and it's going to be a night of freedom, a night of deliverance, praise God. Amen. I want us to sing that song once again, You Deserve the Glory. I'm asking the praise and worship team if they would lead you in that. Once you lift your hands and just get right into it. Forget about everybody else that is around you. And just give God all the praise that He deserves tonight. Our God is great. And He does miracles. Hallelujah. Can you say amen? Come on, lift your hands and let's sing it together.
You deserve the glory.
Thank you, Father. Worship you, Father.
Lord, we lift our hands in worship as we bless your holy name. For you are great. You do miracles so great. There is no one else like you. There is no one else like you. For you are great.
Hallelujah.
You do miracles so great.
Tonight. There's no one quite like Jesus. Amen? Come on, give Him your best praise tonight. Give Him a shout of praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Earlier when Brother Copeland was speaking prophetically, this thought came into my mind. You know, there are certain sounds or pitches of sound that have the ability to break objects in the natural. like glass. The voice of praise has the ability to break objects in the spirit, and then they'll break forth in the natural. God wants us to break some things in the spirit tonight through our praise. Come on, lift your voice right now. Lift your voice. Lift it high. Lift it high. Lift it high. Praise Him. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We worship You. We worship You. Hallelujah. 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 Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless His holy name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. I want you to stay in an attitude of praise and worship. There's some scripture I need to share with you as we lay a foundation to what God wants to do tonight. So if you will, go ahead and be seated, but don't turn off that praise and worship, all right? Hallelujah. May come a time you feel like jumping and running. That'll be all right. Help yourself. May feel like shouting. Go ahead and help yourself. Hallelujah. 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 Come on, shout unto God with a voice of triumph. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. You feel like praising God right in the middle of me stating something? Don't be concerned. Interrupt me. Go ahead. Just jump up and shout God, shout unto God. Hallelujah. There are things that are going to break in the spirit tonight, praise God. I need for you to open your Bibles to 1 Peter chapter 1. 1 Peter chapter 1, and let's look at verse 6. Once again, just keep that turned on, all right? Praise the Lord. David, just be available, if you will, you and Wayne. That all right? Praise the Lord. Okay. Look at verse 6. Wherein ye greatly rejoice, though now for a season, if need be, ye are in heaviness through manifold temptations. Let me read it again. Wherein ye greatly rejoice, though now for a season. Everybody say a season.
A season.
Say out loud, a season.
A season.
You are in heaviness through manifold temptations. Another phrase or additional words for temptations would be test and trials. He said you're in a season of test and trials. The Message translation says you're having to put up with every kind of aggravation. You're having to put up with every kind of aggravation. Has anybody had any aggravation here lately? You know, we've had some great victories this year, both in my family, personally, both in the ministry, but at the same time, we've had some aggravations like I have never experienced before. What is an aggravation? It's anything that attempts to wear you down, anything that attempts to wear you out, anything that attempts to beat you up and oppress you, bring heaviness into your life. I've even heard myself say a couple of times this year, That's the most aggravating thing I've ever been through. None of you know what I'm talking about. Or something happened and you start voicing it in that manner. That's aggravating. That's aggravating. Am I the only one in here? He said you've had to put up with some aggravations. But the key phrase is, for a season. Everybody shout, a season. You know, there's some things happening in many of your lives right now that are trying their best to wear you down, wear you out. Of course, all of this is designed to get you to become offended at God, give up and quit. And I know a lot of people who have. I know a lot of preachers who have. Satan's the author of aggravation. My Bible says, be anxious for nothing. Don't worry. Don't fret. Be happy. Happy is the people whose God is the Lord. We ought to be the happiest people on the planet, praise God. But that doesn't make us exempt from attacks. And these things that are happening, it seems like to me that they're happening more and more frequently, and they have intensified. I think Satan realizes that his days are numbered. You know, it's always the darkest just before the dawning. Amen. I heard in my spirit this afternoon, some of you who came to this convention saying, I'm coming, but if God doesn't do something while I'm there this week, I don't know if I can last any longer. Well, I got good news for you. Tonight is your night of freedom. Amen. Those spirits of aggravation and their assignment is about to be broken over you, praise God. For many of you in here tonight, the season just ended. Amen. The season just ended. Come on, anybody that's been aggravated and you're ready for the season to end, jump up and shout. Hallelujah. Come on, you can shout better than that. Shout unto God. Amen. These aggravations are designed, these attacks, these aggravating attacks, once again, are designed to wear you down. They're designed by the devil to produce oppression and heaviness. And Satan hopes that by these, you'll eventually give up and quit. Let me give you an example of something in Genesis chapter 15. Yeah, the Lord told me there's a lot of people going to get their joy restored tonight. So just help yourself. If you feel like laughing, laugh. If you feel like shouting, shout. That aggravating devil's going to get off of you tonight, praise God. Amen. The walls are coming down. Look at Genesis chapter 15 for a moment. You talk about aggravating. Look at this. In verse 8, Abraham says to God, whereby shall I know that I shall inherit it? And he said unto him, take me a heifer of 3 years old, and a she-goat of 3 years old, and a ram of 3 years old, and a turtle dove, and a young pigeon. And he took unto him all these, and divided them in the midst, and laid each piece one against another, but the birds divided he not. And when the fowls came down upon the carcasses, Abram drove them away. Now, Abraham is endeavoring to obey God here. All he's trying to do is just walk in obedience. That's all you're trying to do is walk in obedience. That's all you're trying to do is just live for God. Huh? Like Brother Robert said to me one time, you know, the ministry would be great if it wasn't for people. And sometimes people can be those aggravating devils. Like Brother Jesse said, some people are not a thorn in the flesh, they're a complete bush. Amen. Aggravating. Come on, be honest with me. Anybody just really lately felt like just slapping somebody? I sense in this section of ministers that somebody did. I'm not sure. Just feel like slapping somebody. And of course, repent, you know, later. And pray for their healing. Praise God. You know. Now look at this. Abraham's just trying to obey God. God's talking to him about entering into a covenant relationship. God's talking about the blessing coming on his life. Talks to him about this sacrifice, this offering that he wants him to present to him. Tells him what to do. Tells him what animals to select in this offering. And he does. And before God can consume that offering in his presence and in his glory, the birds swoop down and try to take it away. I picture Abraham standing there having to wave his hands, and in fact, the Amplified Bible says they swooped down. You know, around here in Texas, I don't know about where you come from, but, you know, we have these buzzards and we have these animals that eat roadkill and all that, you know, and sometimes they'll, you know, if something gets hit by a car, or around here, you know, armadillo. I've been in Texas since 1970, and I'm not sure I've ever seen a live armadillo. I've seen a bunch of dead ones on the side of the road. My wife has shot a few herself, you know. And I don't know that I've ever seen a live one, but, you know, a lot of times you'll see an armadillo or something else on the side of the road, and all these birds, and they don't care. I mean, these birds in Texas, they do not care if you're driving an 18-wheeler. They dare you to get close to that carcass, you know. These birds are swooping down. You know that had to be aggravating. I don't know how long this process took, but Abraham's just trying to obey God, just trying to live his life for God, just trying to do what God's asked him to do. And these aggravating birds keep trying to consume his offering. And he's having to wave them away. Shoo them off, as they say. And who knows how long that took. Did it just take a few minutes? Did it take an hour? Did it take all night? You ever been on a picnic and some fly swarm around your watermelon? Trying his best to get your watermelon? You know, and you shoo it off and wave it off, and that thing comes back and lands in your ear, and you're waving that thing off, and it lands on the end of your nose. Charles Capps and I were preaching one time in a little Assembly of God church in Arkansas years ago. And this fly just kept bugging the daylights out of us while we was preaching. I'd preach, and then Charles would come right behind me, and he'd preach. And, of course, Charles's whole message was the power of words. And that fly just kept swarming around Charles, and he's trying to talk and preach and swat that fly away, and that thing just come back and land on your hair and land on your head, just aggravating. And finally, Charles said, "I command you to fly into that wall and break your neck." And it did. I didn't see that fly anymore, and after the service, I walked over there, and that fly was landing next to the wall on the floor. If a fly has a neck, that one broke his. Because Charles got fed up with that aggravating fly. Amen. These aggravating birds are trying their best to steal Abraham's sacrifice. That's somewhat of a type and shadow, if you please, of demonic activity, and particularly the day and time in which we live. It has intensified. It has intensified. You can't play church anymore. I said you can't play church anymore. You can't play religious games anymore. The battle is raging. But thank God we aren't going to win. And I'm thrilled the Bible said that these aggravating attacks, now I'm not saying that Satan's not going to attack us anymore. But some of these things we're going through right now, and some of these things that are trying their best to wear us out and wear us down and beat us down, the Bible promises us that they are seasonal, they don't last forever, and I decree in the name of Jesus, by the word of the Lord I receive today, for many of you in here tonight, the season has just ended. Hallelujah. Come on, give Him praise. Give Him praise. Hallelujah. Just about everybody that I know is experiencing some kind of aggravation, aggravating attacks. They're like those little foxes that Jesus spoke of in one of His sermons. It seems like every time you turn around, something else tries to get you down. Jesus told Peter in Luke 22:31 that Satan desired to sift him as wheat. You could say that means break him down or tear him apart. That's what Satan's trying to do. Wear us out. Beat us down. Because he knows if we give in to that, then we're going to forfeit God's best for our lives. And I don't know about you, but I've come too far now. I've come too far now. Brother Copeland said to me this afternoon, he said, "Man, I can just sense on the inside of you that you and Carolyn have just, you're taking this thing to another level." I said, "We've come too far to shipwreck now." Amen. Come too far to shipwreck now. Praise God. Amen. It's much like what Paul said in 2 Corinthians chapter 12. He said, "There was a messenger of Satan sent to buffet me." That's just simply that spirit that was sent to aggravate. Everywhere Paul went, that spirit showed up. One time it came in the form of a religious spirit. A woman followed him around, kept shouting, This is a man from the Most High God. Listen to him. Listen to him. But she always said it at the wrong time. And just, you know, just aggravated. Amen. And finally he cast the devil out of her. I mean, the man goes somewhere to preach and they get mad and stone him and leave him for dead. Snakes jump out of fires and latch on to him. That's aggravating. To say the least. I mean, everywhere the man went, these aggravating spirits trying their best to wear him down. He talked about it in the 11th chapter of 2 Corinthians and even gave a partial list of some of the things that he went through. Well, this spirit trying its best to wear him out. And most of the things that he listed there were outward attacks. But then he came to this one and said, and the care of the churches. The care of your church can wear you out. The care of your ministry can wear you out. There's a minister over in this section right now that one of the things is trying its best to wear you out. And there may be more than one. Is betrayal. You've been betrayed by church members. You've been betrayed by staff. And it's trying its best to wear you out. And God's not going to allow it. I'm not trying to embarrass you, but if you want deliverance, I dare you to come up here right now. God will release you. Amen. You've been betrayed so many times here recently that I've even heard you say it in your spirit. In my spirit, I've heard you say that, "My God, I've never been betrayed more than I have here recently." Whoever you are, come up here right now. God wants to release you. God wants to set you free. Betrayal. There is a spirit of betrayal in the body of Christ right now. And it's designed to aggravate, and it's designed to wear people down. It's designed to beat them down and drive them right out of the ministry. But God's not going to allow that. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm talking about ministers now. Right now. Come on, you stand to your feet and stretch your hands out toward them. Betrayal. There's such a spirit of betrayal running rampant in the body of Christ right now. I've never seen anything like it. Now, one of the Bible says, a faithful man, who can find? Seems like some of the people that you've helped the most, and some of the people that you have demonstrated the most love toward and helped them out and, you know, stab you in the back. And it's all part of what we read in 1 Peter. That there is a season of aggravation. But thank God, seasons don't last forever. If you think it's hot in Fort Worth right now, just stick around for a while. It will get cold eventually. Why? Because hot don't last forever. And neither do these aggravating attacks that are specifically designed to wear you out and wear you down. That season is coming to an end. Come on, lift your hands and stretch them out toward these people right now in the name of Jesus. Father, by the direction of the Holy Spirit, I take authority over these spirits that are trying their best to harass, to aggravate, to beat down, and to wear out your servants. We take authority over them. We command their dismissal. We command their departure. And I thank you, Father, for the spirit of heaviness . You will replace it this night with a spirit of joy. Restore their joy. Restore their joy. Restore that determination to win. Restore that fight on the inside of them. Restore their boldness. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Jesus' name. Jesus' name. Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Come on, lift your voice. Lift your hands. Thank you, Father. Get out of them. Get off of them. In the name of Jesus. Say out loud with me, in the name of Jesus, I take authority over every harassing devil, every spirit that attempts to aggravate me. I break its power. I command its departure. Satan, your season is over. Come on, give the Lord a shout and praise Him tonight. Hallelujah! 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 The Apostle Paul said that the messenger of Satan was sent to buffet him. You can be seated. The Amplified Bible says to harass me. The Message translation says to get me down. That's what that messenger's intention was, to get him down, to harass him, to wear him out. Now, please understand, it's not uncommon for Satan to do this kind of thing, but once again, it seems like to me it's intensified. And it's designed by Satan to bring heaviness and oppression into our lives. And he hopes that we'll reach the point Once again, will we get offended at God, blame God, and quit. But as for me, that is not going to happen. Look at your neighbor and say, quit's not an option. Say it again, quit is not an option. Amen. Those of you that came here tonight saying, God, if you don't do something this week, I don't think I can last any longer. God has heard your prayer. Psalm 145, verse 18 says, the Lord is nigh unto all them that call upon Him. And in verse 14 it says, and the Lord upholds all that fall, and He raises up all those that be bowed down. The Message translation says, and He gives a fresh start to those who were ready to quit. Hallelujah. Somebody shout, tonight is my night for a fresh start. Come on, if you needed a fresh start tonight, jump up and praise God for it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The Lord told me to tell you that before you leave this place this week, you will be oppressed no more. The season is over. The season is over. And tonight you are experiencing a fresh start. And you say amen. How many of you remember the story in the book of Acts chapter 14 where Paul was preaching? And there was a crippled man who heard Paul preach. And the Bible says, and Paul perceived he had faith to be healed. There's faith in this place tonight for deliverance. There's faith in this place tonight for a fresh start. There's faith in this place tonight to be set free from oppression and heaviness. There's faith in this place tonight. And if you read Acts chapter 14, that man that had faith to be healed, he got exactly what he had faith for, and you're going to get exactly what you got faith for. Has anybody got faith to be delivered in here tonight? Anybody got faith for a fresh start? Well, give God praise. It's yours. Be it unto thee according to thy faith. Amen. Acts chapter 10, verse 38, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil. He healed all that were oppressed of the devil. The Message translation says He healed everyone who was beaten down by the devil. There are people that came into this convention this week. You've been beaten down. Thank God you had sense enough to get in this convention. Even if you came thinking as a last resort, you made the right decision, praise God. Amen. Jesus went about healing all who had been beaten down from the devil. So obviously, from this verse, God makes it very clear that this oppression and this heaviness is the work of Satan. The dictionary defines oppression as a state of being overwhelmed. The state of being overwhelmed. There's a lot of people that are overwhelmed today. I visit a lot of churches where the preachers, the pastors are overwhelmed. Dictionary also defines it as being overburdened. And yet Jesus said what? His burden is what? His yoke is what? And yet we got a lot of God's people today that are burdened down. They're overwhelmed by pressures and problems. There's a lot of people in the body of Christ that have got a lot of misery and grief and depression and a sense of hopelessness in their lives. You'd be surprised at the number of Christians that live this way every day. And obviously it's not the will of God. You know as well as I know, Jesus went to Calvary to set us free. He gave His life so that we would not have to live under Satan's control. The dictionary gives the definition for the word freedom as the state of being exempt from the control of another. Look at somebody say, I'm in the state of being exempt from being under the control of my adversary. That's what freedom is. That's what freedom is. You are exempt from being under the control of your adversary, the devil. That's what Paul was talking about in Galatians 5:1 when he said, stand fast in the liberty wherewith Christ has made us free. The Amplified says, not only has he made us free, but he has completely liberated us. Paul is telling us that freedom belongs to us. Freedom from oppression, freedom from heaviness, freedom from all these aggravating attacks. It was as much a part of the redemptive work of Jesus as the remission of sins was. And for you and me to live oppressed today is a violation of our covenant rights. We don't have to live under Satan's control. And we don't have to put up with this any longer. Somebody shout, I'm fed up.
I'm fed up.
Amen. John 8:36, if the Son therefore shall make you free, then you are free indeed. Jesus declared at the very beginning of his public ministry that the primary reason that God sent him, commissioned him, and anointed him was to preach the gospel to the poor, to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, recovering of sight to the blind, and to set at liberty them that are bruised. And the Amplified defines the word bruised as those who are oppressed, those who are downtrodden, those who have been crushed, those who have been broken down by calamity. If any of that describes your life tonight, then Jesus is your oppression destroyer. Hallelujah. Come on, give him praise tonight if you receive that. You don't have to live this way any longer. And I believe he's in this place right now to administer to you the freedom that he bought and paid for 2,000 years ago. The Apostle Paul declared in 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 17, where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. How many of you sense the Spirit of the Lord's presence in this place? Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. The Amplified says, emancipation from bondage. Emancipation from bondage. You and I are free. And we don't have to tolerate this any longer. I'm declaring by faith the season is over. Somebody shout, the season is over. Say, the season is over. Even though Jesus has already done this, already provided it for us, it's up to you and me to lay hold upon it. In other words, God's done his part. Now it's our turn. We have a part to play. The Apostle Paul said, stand fast in that liberty. That's my part. The liberty's already been provided. But it's my role to stand fast in it. That means I may have to fight for this. Satan's not going to just roll over and play dead. Are you with me? But the Bible says, resist him, and he will flee from you. Somebody needs to stand fast tonight. Somebody needs to do some resisting right now, praise God. Somebody needs to stand up and just tell the devil, this is where he gets off, and this is where he gets out of your life right now. I dare you, stand up and take your authority. Come on, take your authority. Liberty already belongs to us. Freedom already belongs to us. I specifically heard in my spirit today that deliverance would be available in this service tonight for every person who's been beaten down. Come on, all you that have been beaten down, get up here real quick. If you've been beaten down, Satan's tried his best to beat you down, wear you out. Get up here right now. We'll wait on you. This is your night to be free. No wonder the Lord told me to preach this. Look at this. Just move in as close as you can. This is your night. The anointing of God is present to bring deliverance to those who have been beaten down. Look at all the people that are responding. I'm telling you, the season is over. The season is over. Why are you having us come down here, Brother Jared? There's just something about when you make a step toward God, He'll make that step toward you. You draw nigh unto God, and He will draw nigh unto you. Not only that, we're making a statement in the spirit realm tonight that Satan, you've had your last day of beating me down. I am not putting up with this anymore. I'm not tolerating it. I don't have to. I'm a child of the living God. I'm a joint heir with Jesus. The Son has made me free, and I am free indeed. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Brother Copeland, are you back there? Please come help me administer this. Come on, go ahead and start praising God. Look at this. Look at all the people the devil's tried to beat down.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Come on, lift your voice. If you pray in tongues, pray in tongues. In the name of Jesus.
Del clicchi di qua a semata ti credo
nessun drama cadele
gal ma me ne nego manco po parla
e la mando per di basto un drama e le questo prova a fare nostra ma cara ma combre ma cavo
delle mattia
come on stir yourself up. Nana namo sombre beke dalla vacata. Nella nemo sombre vecchia te la bacorre mate. O sapra mangon delle vecchiette. Ma sopra vecchia te la mostra mate.
Now one of the things that is at the very heart of this is a spirit of depression. You can be being attacked in an area, whether it's in your body or in your finances or so forth. But then if you watch, Satan works like a pack of dogs. There'll be one of them attack you, but then the other one will move in behind that one. See, you get hit in your body or you get hit in finances or something in your family happens. And then here come the spirit of depression come in there behind that. And you start moping around and get down and start feeling sorry for yourself. That stuff will kill you. It is deadly. Amen. And the first step towards breaking out of the clutches of depression is to believe What God said in His Word, whether your mind likes it or not, whether your body likes it or not, and there's times you're going to have to grit your teeth and you're going to have to praise God whether you like it or not.
Yeah. That's right.
Amen. I know what I'm talking about. I have experienced it. I understand how the thing works. The spirit of depression is the spirit of grief. Grief follows death and loss. It's a doggy, terrible, snaky, filthy demon. Causes you to think things you know are not even true. Gets a hold of your mind and begins to pressurize it and squeeze it. And somebody can come in and say, "Sugar, I love you." And you'll hear yourself say something stupid like, "No, you don't. Ain't nobody loved me." And you're sitting there knowing you're lying when you said it. It's like, it's almost like hearing somebody else doing the talking. It is somebody else doing the talking. And you have to absolutely come to a place of grit. And in the name of Jesus, get your flesh by the ear. And you bring it under subjection and you say, "You shut that up. I will not yield my mind to that spirit of grief and sorrow. I am free."
Amen.
Now, Brother Savelle and I are ministering to you tonight. We can make this move. God is making this move, but I can give you my word, you are going to have to stand for it.
That's right.
You're going to have to stand for it. Depression is grieving when you hadn't even lost anything. But you get that knot right up in there and it seems like you can't swallow it and you can't spit it up. Well, that's the time that gets shown of mean, where the devil's concerned and where your own flesh is concerned. And somebody comes walking in there and said, "Yeah, but now, sweetheart, now you have to remember that the Bible says," and you want to say, "I don't care what the Bible says. Don't come in here telling me that what the Bible says. I don't want to hear it." That is a time for you to jump up and slap your own jaws. And say, "Yeah, sweetheart, you tell me what the Bible says. I'm going to set my ugly self down here. And I'm going to listen to what the Bible says, whether I like it or not." And take authority. Take charge. You take charge over your mind and over your body and over your life and over your... You take charge of it.
Amen.
Quit yielding it to that demon depression. Amen.
Amen.
"Well, Brother Cooper, you sure acting ugly." That's how ugly you have to get. That ugly thing is trying to kill you. It'll open the door to death. But God has made His move towards you tonight. He sent His prophet, and His prophet has delivered the message, and God has made His move towards you tonight.
Amen.
Amen. And so you're making your move toward God, and you got out of that seat, and you came up here, praise God, and you just announced to all of hell, "I'm not taking this anymore." And you take Amen. Authority over it in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth. You take authority over it right now. That is your mind. That is your spirit. That is your body. You take authority over it right now.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The name of Jesus.
I'm ready if you are.
I'm ready. Let's speak the word over them.
Say this out loud. In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
By the authority of God's word.
By the authority of God's word.
I'm a child of the living God.
I'm a child of the living God.
I don't have to live like this.
I don't have to live like
this. I don't
this.
Have to put up with this.
I don't have to put up with this.
The Son of the living God has set me free.
The Son of the living God has set me free.
And I declare my freedom right now.
I declare my freedom right now.
Satan, I take authority over you.
Satan.
I break your power over me.
I break your power over me.
I command your departure out of my life.
I command your departure out of my life.
And to prove that I believe.
To prove that I believe.
That you are defeated now.
That you are defeated now.
I'll lift my voice.
I'll
praise my God.
I'll praise my God.
Unashamedly. In the midst of this congregation. Do it. I'm looking out across here, and it's obvious some of you doing this by faith, and some of you as a sacrifice, and that's good. Go ahead. But let's take it up a notch, and this time put a smile on your face while you do it.
Yeah, amen.
Come on, act like you really believe Satan is defeated.
Now, I call heaven and earth to record right now. God is setting you the example in here tonight. And he's brought us all together in here like this, where it's pretty easy. I don't know, there's a little, some of you had a little battle on your hands when you got up out of that seat and started up here. But it ain't nothing like it is in the middle of the night when it's dark. And your flesh would rather do anything in the world other than shout and praise God. And you just, it's just meaner than hell in your mind. God has shown you tonight the steps to take. I tell you, you come roaring out of that bed. You come out of there with a shout on your lips, screaming to the top of your lungs.
Amen.
I'm free.
Hallelujah.
By the eternal God Almighty, I'm a free man.
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Woo.
Glory to God.
Some
That's
of you came you in it. Here tonight. With an old garment of heaviness on you, but you're leaving with a garment of joy.
Yeah.
A garment of praise. Hallelujah. Come on. Act like you're putting it on, praise God. That garment of praise. Tighten it up there. It'll fit.
Isaiah 61 says, and he will turn ashes into something beautiful. And he'll put on you the garment of praise for the garment of heaviness. Amen. Sometimes deliverance can only come when you're willing to just make a fool of yourself for Christ. Now, if you truly indeed have the garment of joy on you right now, then I dare you to make a fool of yourself for Christ. Come on, jump. Shout. Come on, let's do something. Thank you, Lord. I decree to you, in the name of Jesus, as a servant of the Most High God, that assignment to make your life a living hell is now broken. It's broken. It is broken. Hallelujah. Tonight, your adversary has been reminded why our God is called the Most High God. And why our God is greater than our adversary. He's the Most High. He's the All-Sufficient. He's the Almighty. He's the All-Sufficient. He's the All-Powerful. And He's present in this place right now. In the name of Jesus. Our God is totally unlimited in ability, totally unlimited in power. And He's demonstrated it to you tonight. And it'll be your responsibility to walk out of here. The Bible says you have overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of your testimony. I don't care what you left back home. I don't care what you had to go through to get here. When you walk out of here tonight, you find yourself a couple of people, 10 or 12 maybe, and you testify, the season's over, I'm free. Come on, give the Lord a shout. Amen. Somebody say, I got my fresh start tonight. Well, tell at least two people around you, I got my fresh start tonight. Amen. Go ahead back to your seat. Testify to somebody on the way back to your chair. I got my fresh start tonight.